baby bus.
Crime lies hidden in the puzzle, and the truth emerges through reasoning. Detective Stories of Inspector Chip.
The Invisible Thief. Part 1.
Where's my wallet? Yes, a thief! Thief! There's a thief! There must be a thief here! Someone! Somebody help!
Inspector Chimp arrived at the scene. It was the 9th report he had received this week. All of the reports were of a thief, and every report had said the same thing.
Inspector Chimp, you don't know how awful it was! My wallet was hidden in me, but then I heard a thwap, and next thing you know, it's gone!
As he heard these reports, what concerned Inspector Chimp was that each of the victims said they saw no one suspicious, and there were no clues to be found at the scene either. How could he hope to solve such a case? Raleigh Wee ran up to Inspector Chimp.
Any clues, Raleigh?
Reporting for duty, Inspector Chimp, sir! No clues.
Then why are you in such a hurry?
Inspector Chimp, you'll never believe this, but I was robbed too!
Raleigh turned his pockets inside out. They were empty.
What's going on, Raleigh?
I was over there, all by myself, looking for clues. I suddenly heard a thwap, then I found my wallet had been stolen. I ran back to look for you. I met Aggie Chameleon on the way, and he said he saw someone suspicious running that way.
Come on, Raleigh. We've got to catch this thief. Shoot. The thief got away.
The city was silent at night. Two figures in dresses walked slowly through the dark street.
Inspector Chimp, I don't mind being bait for the thief, but did we really have to wear dresses?
It was Inspector Chimp and Raleigh, each wearing a dress and with heavy foundation on the face.
Bear with it a little longer, Raleigh. We let the thief escape earlier today. That's why we've ended up like this now. The thief won't recognize us like this. It will be easier to draw him out.
Well, if it's for the sake of catching the thief, it can't be helped.
Having said that, something still nagged at Raleigh.
It's a good thing it's nighttime. If animals saw me like this in the daylight, I'd be so humiliated.
There was a strange swishing sound in the grass. So the thief had been lured out. Inspector Chimp signaled Raleigh, then said in a high-pitched voice,
I declare, I am ever so afraid of thieves. It makes me afraid to carry this big fat purse of mine. I should hide it.
Raleigh caught on to Inspector Chimp's plan. Suppressing a laugh, he said in a voice to match Inspector Chimp's,
Yes, indeed. Let's just bury our purses under this here tree to keep them safe.
Inspector Chimp and Raleigh dug a hole under a tree. Then they pretended to leave, but in fact, they hid to one side.
Raleigh, as soon as the thief comes out, we'll rush and catch him.
Got it, Inspector... Got it, Inspector Chimp.
Inspector Chimp and Raleigh stared nervously at the spot where they had just dug the hole. A surprising thing happened. Dirt flew up here and there under the tree. But Inspector Chimp and Raleigh couldn't see anyone there.
What's going on, Inspector Chimp? Could it be a ghost?
The Invisible Thief. Part 2.
What's going on, Inspector Chimp? Could it be a ghost?
There's no such thing as ghosts. We'll just pounce on that spot, and whoever we find there, that's the thief. Let's go!
Inspector Chimp and Raleigh swooped out of the bushes. Raleigh caught hold of something.
Good work, Raleigh. Don't let go, that's the thief. Let me get these handcuffs on him.
Raleigh tightened his grip. Ha! So, the thief was invincible. No wonder they hadn't been able to capture him yet. Inspector Chimp pulled out his handcuffs. Thwack! They were suddenly knocked out of his hand. Raleigh let out a scream as the stealthy thief hit him so hard that he had to let go. There was a swishing sound in the grass. The sneaky thief had escaped.
Raleigh, are you okay?
Inspector Chimp rushed to Raleigh's side to check on him.
I'm fine, Inspector Chimp. I'm just sorry I let the thief get away.
Don't worry, Raleigh. I know who the thief is.
As he said this, he touched the hand the handcuffs had been knocked from. It was covered in a sticky substance, like blood. Surely the next morning, Inspector Chimp and Raleigh knocked on someone's door.
Who's knocking on my door so early in the morning?
Aggie Chameleon opened the door and stuck out his tongue. A pair of silver handcuffs snapped shut on his wrists.
Hey, what are you doing?
Inspector Chimp pointed at his badge, then pointed at Aggie.
I say in the name of justice that you are the thief.
Hearing this, the chameleon's whole body changed colors, shifting quickly to red, then to purple.
What are you going on about? Do you have any proof?
Proof? It seems that you haven't even noticed how quickly your color is changing right now.
Aggie looked down and watched his body flash from one color to another like a lighted billboard.
You're too emotional to control your color changes right now. You're a chameleon and you can change your color at will to match your surroundings. That makes you practically invisible.
Hearing this, Aggie's face grew harder, and he said slyly,
Is it against the law to be invisible?
Of course not, but it is against the law to steal, even if you use your invisibility to do so. That sound we hear when something is stolen is your tongue sticking on the object. Your tongue moves very fast, and when combined with your invisibility, the person you steal from can't see a thing. Isn't that right, Aggie?
Nope, no way. I'm not the only one who can be invisible. How could you accuse me of that?
Just as Aggie geared up to argue again, Raleigh interrupted.
Aggie, you went out again last night to steal something. The targets you had your eye on were me and Inspector Chimp. I caught hold of something really cold. That must have been your tongue. And then you cut your tongue when you grabbed the handcuffs, making it bleed. I saw the cut on your tongue when you opened the door just now. Why don't you stick out your tongue and show us?
Aggie fell silent. He bowed his head and confessed.
I'm sorry I did it. I didn't think anyone would find out about me stealing, and certainly not the police. I underestimated you. I'm sorry, I won't do it again.
The truth was out. Aggie Chameleon was arrested and taken to the police station, and Sylvan City returned to its usual calm.